This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. U.S. President Donald Trump is publicly voicing suspicion that Iran might have accidentally shot down a Ukrainian airliner, killing all 176 on board. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
I have my suspicions.
At a White House event, President Trump refused to say exactly what he believes happened to the Ukrainian jet, but two U.S. officials, citing U.S. intelligence, say it's highly likely that an Iranian anti-aircraft missile downed the plane, killing all 176 people on board.
It was flying in a pretty rough neighborhood, and somebody could have made a mistake.
Iranian investigators say the pilots never made a distress call, and the aircraft was turning back for the airport when it went down in flames.
Some people say it was mechanical. I personally don't think that's even a question.
Meanwhile, Ukraine says a missile strike is one of several possible theories. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And Thursday afternoon, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson both echoed Trump's comments that they had intelligence from multiple sources indicating the airliner was brought down by a missile. The Trump administration is firing back at lawmakers who were angered about the U.S. airstrike that killed Iran's top general. AP's Rita Foley reports.
The lawmakers say even after classified briefings, the administration has not provided enough evidence that General Qasem Soleimani was an imminent threat to U.S. personnel in the region. This is Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah.
Probably the worst briefing I've seen, at least on a military issue, in the 9 years I've served in the United States Senate.
But Vice President Pence says they can't release all the intelligence. Rita Foley, Washington.
Stocks are higher near the close, with all three major indices in positive territory on Wall Street. The Dow is up 0.72, while the S&P added 0.55. The NASDAQ is up by 0.77. This is VOA News. A former Nissan exec and Japan's justice minister have responded to a fiery press conference by Carlos Ghosn. While in Lebanon, the once titan of the auto industry is being interviewed by prosecutors. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
A Lebanese prosecutor has imposed a travel ban on fugitive former Nissan boss Carlos Ghosn, judicial sources said on Thursday, after he was questioned over an Interpol arrest warrant. That warrant was issued by Japan, which Ghosn dramatically fled at the end of last year, seeking his arrest on financial misconduct charges. A source close to Ghosn said his legal team is pushing for the 65-year-old to be tried in Lebanon. Under the prosecutor's decision, Ghosn will keep authorities informed of his place of residence and will surrender his French passport.
Hello, Mr. Ghosn.
One of Ghosn's lawyers said the once titan of the auto industry was very comfortable with the proceedings in Beirut. Judicial authorities have also asked Japan for its case file on Ghosn and said he will not be questioned again until that information is received.
That is David Doyle of Reuters reporting. President Donald Trump on Thursday proposed rolling back enforcement of a landmark environmental law, reducing federal oversight of many major projects from pipelines to commercial development to speed the approval process. AP's Jennifer King reports.
At a news conference at the White House, President Trump proposed an overhaul of the National Environmental Policy Act. That 1970 law requires federal agencies to consider the environmental impact of major projects. But critics say the review process is burdensome, delaying everything from highways to pipelines for decades.
These endless delays waste money, keep projects from breaking ground, and deny jobs to our nation's incredible workers.
The changes would reduce environmental impact assessments on some projects and require that federal agencies take no more than 2 years to do their evaluations. Environmental groups say the changes will exempt polluters from public scrutiny of their projects. Here's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
This means more polluters will be right there next to the water supply.
Jennifer King, Washington.
And Buck Henry, the versatile writer, director, and character actor who co-wrote and appeared in The Graduate, has died in Los Angeles. Margie Zaralletta has more.
Look at this thing. I got no sound, and I got no picture.
Buck Henry loved John Belushi's samurai character on Saturday Night Live so much he insisted on a samurai sketch every time he hosted the show. In one sketch, Belushi's sword clipped Henry's head, and he wore a bandage for the rest. He played the guardian angel in Heaven Can Wait and co-directed the film. I'm Margie Zaralletta.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website. That's voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm David Berg, VOA News.